Live, Mr. Gracie Show 128.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What up? Let's turn on the chat here so we can see the people's talkings.
The peeps. The voice of the peeps. If you're still out there, hello, hello. How are you, voice of the people?
Yeah.
What's going on? A lot of wackiness going on, Mr. Gracie.
There's always wackiness.
We were chatting a little earlier before. I'm sorry.
I was going to say the left causes all the wackiness and then says, look at all the wackiness. That's what they fucking do. They cause all the fucking turmoil, all the bullshit, all the fucking riots, all the fucking craziness with ICE. And then they go, look at all the craziness. It's not normal. It's like, yeah, no shit. It's not normal. Your reaction is not normal to anything.
Yeah.
It's like a classic narcissist move. It's like, I'm going to fuck with you, and then I'm going to blame you for your reaction to me fucking with you.
Yeah.
That's what narcissists do. That's what the left does. It's like, oh, ICE is trying to like go in your community and remove criminals? Well, let's go fucking beat them up and try to step in front of their vehicles, and then when something happens, it's their fucking fault. Okay, sure.
So you saw that Renee Good or Nicole, what is it? What is her name? Renee Good, something like that?
I think it's Renee Good, yeah, yeah. Renee is crazy. Not just a mom. Sorry, she's not just a mom trying to do a three-point turn in the middle of the street. She is a domestic terrorist who has been, you know, trying to following around ICE, trying to impede their operations for weeks.
Yeah, and
she was shadowing them all day that day. Pulls in front of them. They get out to confront her. She tries to run over an officer, regardless of what her intent was. That's what the news is saying. What was her? Do you think it was really her intent to kill that guy? It doesn't matter. The officer standing in front of the vehicle that's being driven at him doesn't need to know the intent of the driver, just that he is in bodily harm and can take deadly force to stop that, which he did.
Let me ask you this, Chad. What other intent could she possibly have by pulling her car, putting it in drive, and gunning it towards the officer? It was either to hit him and move him out of the way, but she knew damn well she was going to hit him. There's no way you are going forward towards that officer and not hitting him. So whether her intent was to get out of there or not, she still knew what she was going to do.
Well, the rubes on CNN were arguing that, you know, it wasn't necessarily her intent to, she was just trying to flee the scene. It's like she put herself in that scene. She put herself there. She drove around following those guys around all day. Right. And then parked in front of them. She was just trying to get out of there. She's just a mom. Like, shut up with your bullshit narrative. It's always bullshit.
And Kevin Chambers is saying she was leaving the area, turning away from the officer. No, she turned the wheels directly towards him and actually hit him. So whether she was trying to leave or not, she still hit the officer that shot her.
Right. And it doesn't matter which way her wheels were turned. It doesn't matter which way she was trying to go. The officer was in front of her car, and she gunned it. And as I said earlier, it doesn't matter what her intent was. It only matters what the officer perceived as a fucking threat to his life, and he took action. And oddly enough, Minnesota, I think in 20 or 2021, signed by Governor Waltz, signed a law into effect that said if someone tries to use a vehicle against an officer, they may be killed with deadly force. So that's what happened. It's Minnesota law, people.
Yeah, people. Philly, dude. So Philly was putting out a thing. I guess they have some black female police chief, and she's basically saying, like,
we have a dissenter among us. He walked away with no injuries. Oh, so he has to be injured in order to kill her. Got it. Okay.
Obscene, and bro.
Oh, she did not gun it. Okay. Yes. Yeah, sorry. She accelerated. She did accelerate. Kevin Chambers. Either way,
this guy's delusional, man. But I guess this is the fairy tale world that people live in, and like, okay,
it's
so
fucking wild.
The officer walked away, so he's just supposed to allow anybody to just hit him with
just
a car.
He's supposed to be killed or injured, and then he can take action. Got it. That's how this works. Kevin, I want you to go stand in front of any vehicle and let someone accelerate towards you and see what you do.
Yeah,
see how you stand there and take it. Well, I don't know her intent, so I'll just take it. So just run me over. It's fine. Yeah, whatever.
Now, Chad, funny. I don't know if this is true or not, but I just want to share this with the audience and people could look it up because I see it. But this is Renee Good apparently has a history. And oh, you were yeah. saying her wife has a history of child abuse, but this is she's her, got a rap sheet.
Her wife has a history of abusing Renee's children.
Oh, I didn't know that part of it. Yes, Jesus.
That's what I'm telling you. She has three kids. Two of them were taken away because Renee's wife was abusing them.
Wow. Wow.
So as is always the case, the left loves to uphold pieces of shit. Here you go. Here. See, they're a hero. No, no, no. Sorry. They're not.
And when you say that, dude, like her wife, because I've seen multiple angles of the shooting and, you know, minutes before and stuff. Her wife was out yelling at some of the officers and stuff and just seemed real angry and butch and all that stuff. So
yes.
You wouldn't put that type of behavior past her, you know?
Nope, not at all. Putting out cigarettes on little kids. That's what kind of woman she is.
Wow.
And the mother, instead of leaving her, chooses to lose her children. What? Yeah, so she's a real great person.
And then they're in society fucking halting federal agents from doing their job. And
right. For what reason?
Crazy. Like,
what business is of yours to stop federal? Oh, let's play that video of some of the people that have been removed from Minneapolis due to ICE. Some of the piece of shit criminals. That was the second one I sent.
Okay. So that would be right about here, I believe. No. I have a lot of screens.
Not that one.
Yeah, no. I got a lot of tabs open, so
give me a problem.
Oh, okay. I just have to play this, Chad, and then we'll go to the. I got to find that video. But this.
Is down from the grappler, and now lovely. Charlene Hex in trouble.
What's this?
Knees to the guts. Rolls are over. Rolling, BJJ black belt. Oh, the takedown from the grappler, and now lovely. Charlene Hex in trouble.
Do you have sound on it though, Chad?
Knees to the guts.
Okay.
Rolls are over. Nice. Rolls the BJJ black belt.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was hot. So I pulled that clip for us. okay. So UFC always has like women MMA and I'm like, they should be fighting in lingerie, dude. And then somebody went in my brain and came up with that.
Troy said she needs a good dick in her life. Yeah, she needs that drug called Tricoxygen.
Oh, I like that.
Just kidding. I don't care if she's lesbian. That's not a problem with me. The problem is that she's a piece of shit. So
right.
And the problem is that she also, her actions cause her own death. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. So now, Chad, does the fucking abuser, like the kids have to go basically meet with the one that was abusing them because the mom's dead?
Well, hopefully it can go with, I assume it's the father or another partner that she
is not going to show you. ICE officially released a list.
Another two. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. This was good. Here's the list of people that ICE is sweeping up in Minneapolis that the protesters are protesting against. Okay, let's go.
Of the most dangerous criminals that they've arrested since arriving in Minneapolis just a week or two ago. Seeing as there are literal riots happening in Minneapolis, to protect these people, I thought it would be fun to go over the mugshots of each individual and what crime they've committed. Quick side note before I start, these are absolutely disgusting and there's way too many to go over in a single video, so I'm just going to do the first couple on the list. Sridorn Fabian, a Laotian illegal who has had a deportation order since 2018, was charged with and strong-arm sodomy of a girl. Tu Fang was charged with sexual assault of a girl under the age of 13 and soliciting a child for has had a deportation order since 2006. The third Laotian on the list, Chong Vu, was arrested and charged with raping a 12-year-old girl and kidnapping a child with the intent to sexually assault them, has had a deportation order since 2004. Yeah. Ji Yang, convicted of rape, strangulation, assault with a weapon, deportation order since 2012. Kao Lor, found guilty of rape with a weapon, sexual assault of a child, deportation order since 1996. Hernan Cortez Valencia, sexual assault of a child, DUI, deportation order since 2016. The list goes on and on and on. There's several photos here, all with similar crimes. And this is who people are protesting to protect. This is who you want to keep in this country.
That's who they want to keep in the country.
Crazy,
because
man.
ICE bad. Trump bad. Oh. TDS is a hell of a disease.
It really is, though.
Wild, dude. You will suspend all reality and logic It's fucking wild, man. And you, the mental gymnastics to just stay in it are just fucking insane, dude. It's crazy.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's what, like, the mental fucking gymnastics you got to go through to fucking make this shit make sense. And Robin, we see you in the green room. Rock on. We'll get you on soon.
And as I was saying earlier, I think before we started, that the left's tactic is they will attack and do the craziest shit, and then they will react. And then they'll be pissed at your reaction to them doing it. So, for instance, if ICE was just operating in these cities and there was no dumbasses out there protesting it and trying to stop them and attack them and shit, then we wouldn't have these problems. Like, they just collect up the criminals and they go about their business. Instead, you have all these agitators up in their face, stopping them, trying to fight them, trying to run them over in some cases. And they are causing all the terror and then going, look what ICE is doing to our community. It's like, no, right. You're doing it to your community. ICE is just doing their job, upholding the law, as every, you know, federal officer, police officer does. You're trying to stop them for what reason? We don't know. We know why the politicians want to stop it. They don't want their voter base deported.
Yep.
Period.
Did you see that, Chad? Period. Tim Walz just signed in to for Minnesota that illegals can get driver's license there now. Oh, yeah. So basically making it so that they could vote.
Illegals get free college tuition, they get free housing, and they get driver's license in Minnesota.
Crazy, man.
I wonder why that is. So they'll vote for Tim Walz. And, I mean, here's the other thing. Everyone has stopped talking about the crazy corruption that went on.
Yeah.
Still going on. The $9 or $19 billion was stolen by mostly Somalis. There were some white people involved too. Who fucking cares? I don't care what color they are.
Just from Minnesota, right?
Just from Minnesota.
Yeah, dude.
And now they're speculating that California might be as high as $500 billion.
Wow.
And they're starting to dig into that.
So the fraud in Minnesota is worth more than the GDP of Somalia altogether.
Yes.
That's crazy, bro.
Yes, exactly.
That's insane.
And then you have these ignorant dickwads like this Kevin Chambers guy all he's worried about is this Renee Good. She got shot by ICE. You don't care about the fucking fraud that most of these illegals have committed in our country, or people that were invited in, have immigrated, and are living off our fucking tit and fucking spending all of our money and stealing all of our money. Like, you don't care about that. That's fine. Who cares?
Well, as you could tell, he's got nothing to say once you kill him with cold, hard facts. You know, it's fun to spout out, you know, and
he did call us MAGA shit. So I guess that's supposed to hurt my feelings. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm MAGA. I guess I got to change my whole philosophy in life because he called me a MAGA shit.
Shit. Damn it. We want to make America great again. God damn it. We're such losers.
So funny.
Robin's former prime minister is, I think, banging Katy Perry, right? Justin Trudeau.
Yeah. With,
how the fuck did that come about, man?
I don't know, dude. That's hilarious.
God bless. God bless.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that seems like, oh my God, could you imagine having a conversation with those two? Like, how bad you would want to blow your brains out? Oh, we're so woke and fucking trans should be going into fucking whatever. I would bet
that most of those people behind closed doors hardly believe any of that shit.
What, really? Oh my God, dude, if that's the case, that's fucking fucked up, dude.
I would just speculate. I guarantee you they don't believe it as fervently as they defend it in public.
You're probably right, man. Yeah. No, well, the thing is like, I think you're 100% right, but it's like, I don't want to like know that because it's like, wow. If people just said what they thought, rather like what they thought was right rather than what they think they should say is right, the world would probably be a better place.
Oh my God. Yes. Well, Joe Rogan has speculated. He's like, you know, in the future, he thinks with, you know, neural implants and that kind of thing, if we get there, that you won't have the ability to lie. Now think about a world where no one can lie.
Yeah. I like it, but it's also scary too, because
it's scary.
I
but it's definitely scary, but it'll only be scary to the people that knew the way before. If you have a generation that's only knows how to not lie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a good thing.
But even just like, you know, somebody asked you how they look or something, and you're like, oh, you're fat. What are you even asking me that for? You know, like it's just,
I know.
You
know. Yeah. But again, like that's, if yeah. everybody is like that, if you're going to ask that question, you know, and you if you can't lie to yourself, you know, you're fat. If you're going to say, oh, do I look fat? And someone says, yeah, you look fat. You're like, ah, fuck, I look fat. So
yeah, no, I get it. You know? Yeah. And oh man, speaking of what we're talking about, Tim Walz doing the license thing, and just so happens, Chad,
a packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
So we give driver's licenses to anyone here. You don't have to be a citizen. You don't have to, which is a photo ID. So if someone comes in, they register, they have the driver's license, but they have an incorrect social or no social or whatever. So then they become incomplete. But if they walk in to vote with their driver's license, does that make them all of a sudden now okay?
Mr. Linnell.
Madam Chair, so the designation on the roster for someone whose registration had been incomplete, if they present the election judge with that acceptable identification document, that would clear the challenge from the roster and they would be permitted to cast a ballot.
Bullshit. See how the circle of bullshit fucking goes? So we give them a driver's license, but they're incomplete. But if they come to the polling place and they present a driver's license, we don't care about them being incomplete.
Yep.
And in California, the election officials, it is illegal for them to ask you for your license.
Crazy.
Illegal for them to say, show me ID to vote.
That's insane, man.
And we all know why it is.
Yeah.
It's even beyond like illegals not having IDs or not even, or, you know, given, who cares if they're given driver's license at the point? They don't even care about that. It's so blatant and out in the open. It is election cheating on a scale that's probably unprecedented. So if you don't need an ID to vote, which that means you can go vote multiple fucking times, multiple places, however many times you want. You're not being ID'd. No one knows who voted where and how many times.
Yeah.
So there's that aspect of it. And then, of course, there's the illegal aspect of it is the illegals don't have any IDs to show anyway, or maybe they do have a driver's license. They don't have to show it. Who fucking cares? Just walk in, vote for the Democrat that gave them all their free shit, and they go about their business.
Let's bring on our guest, Chad, Miss Fifth Dimension Robin, second appearance on The Gracious Two. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's your favorite legal immigrant.
Right. Yes. We love legal immigrants. We do.
You know, and honestly, that's what I get from a lot of people when they hear my story. They're cheering me on. They're like, this is exactly what we want. You are the type of person that we want in this country. But anyway, we will get to that.
Yes, exactly.
Robin, are you hopping in front of any ICE agencies' vehicles trying to stop them from doing their job?
No, I'm too busy holding Save Canada protests.
Yes.
Yes. We do need to save Canada. My God.
Yes, but while I'm in the United States, my focus is this country. This is where I want to live. I can still help Canada. I can still post about Canada, but I'm not here yelling in the streets about Canada. You're here. You know, anyway.
Yes. You're not waving the Canadian flag around?
No.
She's more patriotic than most, like, naturalized, born Americans that I know, Chad. Certainly more patriotic than me. She's always shouting USA all the way, you know, always for our president. So it's kind of cool to watch you come from another country and have so much patriotism towards America.
Well, so I haven't done a lot of world traveling. So to say the United States is the best country in the world, like that's how I feel. That's my opinion. And for many reasons, it is the best country in the world. Being Canadian, we are quite similar, even though we're like the Shelbyville to the Springfield, but we're still the same. So to be here in the United States, and I traveled over 17 states in 2024.
Wow.
It I see this country. I see it, you know? So to see people, first of all, who are born here, who don't have the benefit of being an American citizen, shitting on this country all the time, like it's the worst place in the world. It's like,
so like crazy.
I'm not encouraging people to watch the news, but do you watch the news? Like, are you not seeing what's going on in Iran right now or Venezuela? Like, you're complaining about America? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should send all the complainers to those countries. They can go live there.
Well, exactly.
Check it out. Oh, that'd be fun. See what they're missing.
And make a pay-per-view out of it so we could all watch and have some fun.
I said that we missed a huge opportunity when all those protesters went to Egypt to try to break into Gaza, and the Egyptians ended up, you know, kicking their ass and didn't let them in. I was like, they should have just let them into Gaza, because they would have seen what happens to Westerners in that place. They would all been murdered and or taken hostage.
They should have let Greta in.
Yeah, exactly. Let her in.
Oh God.
See what happens to her. She can suffer the consequences of her derangement. It's just wild. But yeah, the point is,
wasn't she locked up somewhere?
She should be, but I don't know if she is.
I thought she got locked up in Russia or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, I wish she would get locked up in Russia.
I digress.
Have fun.
I have a question for you guys, and I really don't know the answer to this, but you know how the big, beautiful bill had in it no tax on overtime up to a certain amount and no tax on tips up to a certain amount, which I think are great tax reforms. But there's some states that are going against it, and I don't know. I'm not being funny here. I don't know if they're left or right states. I think they're all left states.
They're all left.
That are, isn't that crazy, bro?
So they're not going to. Generally, what states do is if the federal government deems a tax write-off as legitimate, then the state will follow suit. So federally, the employees will not pay taxes on their tips, but they will pay state taxes in those stupid states.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like Trump lowering the interest rates on credit cards, and the libs are complaining. It's just a distraction. It's just a distraction.
Oh, I know.
Like, yeah, can you be grateful for anything? Like, that's one of the biggest problems in society is credit cards. But, you know, the amount that they charge us, and he's lowering that. It's like, the insanity.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were just saying. TDS is a hell of a disease where you suspend all friggin' logic and reason because you hate somebody that much, no matter what they do.
The fact that could have been done like years ago, like I didn't even know the president could be like, hey, by the way, credit card companies, you're ripping off our nation. We're capping you at 10%. I didn't even know like he was allowed to do that. And why wasn't that done a long ass fucking time ago?
Money and corruption.
Yeah. Somebody's getting
lobbying, you know, all that good stuff.
Lefties are actually sticking up for Jerome Powell. I posted a meme. Right. Yeah, they're praying over Jerome Powell. It's like,
oh my God. Yeah, they want a Nicolas Maduro returned. They want the Shah to Ayatollah to stay in power in Iran, and they want and they're for Jerome Powell. Got it. Okay.
What do you guys think of Iran? You guys think because their citizens are protesting like crazy. It seems they're not doing mass killings yet, the Iranian regime, but they are killing some, and Trump seems to say we're standing with the people there. You think we're going in?
That's what I was just about to say, is people are actually being killed for protesting in Iran right now. Like, the loony left here is going to say, oh no, we're being killed too. It's like, no, you're not. You're like, no. You're actually not at risk of dying unless you're putting yourself in situations that are idiotic, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's what I was saying earlier.
People who don't even give a shit about you.
Right, exactly. That's what I was saying earlier about this whole ICE thing. It's like, if the lefty loonies, useful idiots, were not out in the streets protesting, blocking, doing all this crazy shit, and then going, look, they're terrorizing our neighborhood. It's like, no, you're terrorizing your neighborhood. Just leave ICE do their job, and they'll go about their business and roll in and roll out of your neighborhood, collect up the bad guys, and they're out. But you stop them. You fucking try to fight them. You try to run them over. And then you go, look, they're terrorizing us. No.
Yeah.
You're terrorizing yourself.
Yeah, we need to send them on a field trip to Iran to see what
I agree.
Real shit is like.
Yeah. I mean,
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Oh, someone else posted that it's like you get into the algorithms on X and on TikTok, which is kind of shitty sometimes because you like comment on a Krasenstein post and then you're just getting all the left's nonsense. But this person was like, my brother-in-law is in law enforcement and they're taught to never jump in front of a vehicle. It's like, yeah.
He definitely didn't jump in front of the vehicle. One, I mean, he actually had to jump out of the way from to avoid getting hit further. But I mean, I would think it's probably good training to not, you know, jump in front of a car. But who knows? But yeah, it's just insane. Regardless of how you feel about ICE coming into your territory or not, that lady hit the cop and then he shot her. There's no other way to spin the story. There's no other way. Her wheels were turned a different direction. She didn't gun it. She only accelerated a little bit. None of that matters. She hit a cop with her car and then was shot. That's the story. Those are the facts. And it's period, end of story, really. The fact that people could just like come up with these fucking weird scenarios. Oh, her wheels were turned this way. She didn't accelerate that fast. Okay. But
we didn't know what her intent was.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You think her intent was really to kill him? Doesn't matter what her intent was.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Like, the police officer in that moment doesn't know her mental state, right? There exactly. were bystanders right. everywhere. People mm-hmm. were watching. Is she going to drive through a crowd of people? He right. had to apprehend her. This is just the way it had to go. Like, yep. you're not going to just go, oh, we're just going to let her drive and let her get away. It's yeah. like, nope. It doesn't work that way. It
doesn't work that way. You can do that with any kind of law enforcement, not just ICE. You can try to drive into a crime scene and just, like, not start messing with the cops as they pull someone over, just like show up and go, you can't,
no,
they're brown. You can't talk to them that way. What do you think is going to happen to you? You're going to get arrested. And if you try to run over a cop, you're going to get shot, period. ICE, local police, the sheriff, whoever.
Yeah. As I think in my brain, if I were to do those things, what happened to me too? Like if I tried to stop officers from doing their job, I would hope they fucking beat the shit out of me and arrest me. If I tried to run a cop over, I would hope they tried to incapacitate me by all means. Like, it's just crazy.
And here's the thing. These immigrants, these illegal immigrants, most of them, some of them, the ones that aren't committing fraud, are actually working. So they're not like watching TV, watching these like old liberal women jumping in front of vehicles for them and protesting for them. They have no idea and they also don't care.
Right.
So this is just a weird popularity contest between other liberals. You're not helping anybody because no one really notices. And
it's classic virtue signaling on a mass scale. Look at me. Look how great I am.
Yeah. Look how great I am. I want to keep my community filled with rapists and people that are here illegally. So I'm going to fuck with people trying to help me. Like, it's just crazy when you actually say what the fuck they're doing. It sounds crazy, yet they're doing it.
I just saw an off-topic comment that I wanted to... Courtney said the craziest thing about... What'd she say? Something about paying for groceries. Biggest scam in this country is paying for grocery bags. So
right.
So let's... I know this is a squirrel, sorry, but I wanted to bring this up because here in California, you know, back in the day in the 70s, 80s, everyone had brown paper grocery bags, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, that's bad for the environment because we're cutting down all the trees. Let's bring all these cheap plastic bags in. Okay. So they bring all the cheap plastic bag in. Well, guess what? Those are way worse for the environment than the right. brown paper bags. And now... And so they started charging you for them here in California and probably other states, like 10 cents a bag. But now they've banned plastic bags and we're back to brown paper bags. And guess what? Now we have to pay for those.
Oh, my God. They're charging for the brown paper bags.
Of course.
back like, in the.
The evolution of it is just fucking stupid and hilarious.
Plastic bags are banned in Canada.
And Jersey.
And you know what? I don't disagree with that because the plastic bags are horrible. My point is we had a great thing that we've gone back to, brown paper bags. We had them before. That was bad for the environment. And now we're back to them.
A lot of these plastic bags, though, are actually biodegradable and they turn into like a powder substance. True. Like they're not destroyed anyway.
Back in the Disney, I used to get my groceries in a brown bag and then a plastic bag over the brown bag. We were.
Yes, they would do that. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got had real... stronger handles. Yes.
That's right.
I've seen that.
But they were saying, Chad, that
my point of that is it's all leftist progressive policies that bring us these stupid things that happen to us.
Speaking and of idiots.
Hold on one second. Their policy for saving the earth with these plastic bags, by the way, is backfiring on multiple accounts because people are forgetting the plastic bag that they paid for at the house. Then they have to buy a new one when they go there. So now you have 9,000 like exactly. way thicker plastic bags at your house that you're going to throw out. So it, in New Jersey, this is actually coming up, I think, for legislation because they realize like what is going on and the problem that they were solving by getting rid of the plastic bags is actually creating more of a problem for the plastic. So I think it's coming up again to be revisited. But anyway, sorry, Robin, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I just want to get my thoughts out before I forget about them. Swalwell, Eric Fartswell.
yeah, we love him.
Running for governor of California. Oh, his videos right now are just beyond cringe. There's one where it was like showing Renee Good's glove box.
It has stuffed animals in it. Yeah, I've seen this one too.
There are no weapons in this glove box. My God. It's like, Her freaking vehicle was a weapon, you idiot. Like, I'm going to save California. It's like, no, you're not. Spencer Pratt's going to save California. Like, get out of here.
Oh, they'll right. probably vote him in, too, these idiots out here. I'm in California. I mean, these people are – I keep saying, how fucking bad does it have to get before you decide to go, maybe I shouldn't vote for Democrats anymore. But they just gaslight the shit out of everybody. They're very good at lying. Newsom is a fucking master at lying. He will lie to your face and make you believe that what he's saying is not a lie.
As a video of whatever he's lying about is showing the truth, he's still able to lie. Like, he's that good at it.
Mm-hmm.
He is American Psycho. Amazing. He is passionate.
Yeah. Literally American Psycho. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And now they're speculating because we were talking about the the fraud in Minnesota. There's some speculations that the fraud in California is way bigger, like $500 billion.
Trump posted about that. He's like, if you think Minnesota's bad, wait till you hear about California.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And there's still going to be people that want to vote for Newsom for president.
Is he rerunning for governor again? When
no, he's done as governor. Nope, he's out, apparently. I don't think he's running. Yeah, I mean, everyone is speculating he wants to try to run for president, and there will be a bunch of fucking jackasses that'll vote for him, too.
But don't you usually keep like a political position so you're not out of the spotlight? I mean, I guess you could start campaigning and stuff, but
I think he's governor until 28 or 20.
Oh, until 28.
Is it 26, 27?
I thought 26. Who knows?
Oh, well, maybe it is 26. Oh, this year is the election for governor? Man.
Could be.
I haven't seen a lot of advertisements.
Don't take my word for it because I don't know.
Don't worry. Spencer Pratt's going to save Los Angeles.
That's right. He's running for mayor. He is running.
He is running. Yeah.
Rock on. Good for him, man.
He's been doing more work than anybody ever has. And
how sad is it that Spencer Pratt is doing more work than fucking the people that are there?
Spencer Pratt here in LA, and then Nick Shirley fucking busted the fraud wide open in Minnesota.
True.
It's like, where is the actual news organizations on any of this?
Good call.
Do they not know about it, or do they not report on it? Either way, that is not a good scenario.
They're too busy calling us podcasters. Oh,
exactly.
Podcaster. Yes. Like,
dismiss them. They're podcasters. We give you the news. Didn't CBS just come out and say we're going to start reporting the news again?
Yeah.
It's like, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
Oh, we know. We know it was propaganda, but now you're admitting it was propaganda because now you're going to start telling us the news. Got it. Okay.
Right.
It's fucking hilarious.
I mean, just start reporting the news. Don't let us know that you fucking lied to us for years upon years, and now you're going to start telling us the truth. Like, just start telling us the truth. We don't need your statement.
It's code for, hey, maybe some conservatives will watch our network if we tell the truth.
It just sucks that there's no accountability with the brainwashing and the lies that they tell every day.
I agree. Yes, there should be. It should be illegal to propagandize the United States public.
Or, you know, level the playing field so everybody could propagandize and just everybody could bullshit and everybody lies. Like, we just won't tell the truth about anything.
Well, that's what we have right now, basically.
Yeah, but at least we still kind of tell, you know, we talk to each other in truths, but like, maybe we should just stop and just lie about everything. Seems that's the way to get ahead. Not get ahead, but get ahead. Anywho. But yeah, BBC, I forget what I saw on that. Something Trump, I guess, is suing them for like a shit ton of money for them, like, basically cutting up clips and lying about like what he was saying. And
they cut up his January 6th clip.
And to why would he was inciting a riot?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, why would you need to do that? Why would you need to do that?
To push an agenda. It's pretty nuts.
Already people like that. It's called demos, LOL. What is Scotty? What is called
about Democrats already? They're already lying through the teeth all the time.
Got you. I hear demos. I think of like a music demo.
I posted this clip of Joy Reid yesterday.
oh boy.
It was actually iHeartRadio. She was doing an interview and they were talking about how it's the white women's job to be the front lines of these protests because, well, you know, black people will get shot if they're in the front lines. And the other woman was like, yes, this is what we expect you to do. Like, it was, how do people watch these talking heads on the left and think that, like, it's insane. It's totally insane. The white people need to step up and get themselves shot because.
Or literally no reason.
The wonderful things.
Literally no reason. Protesting the removal of illegals and criminal illegals. That's what you're getting shot for. Okay. And that's what white people need to step up for. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. And then 15 years ago when Obama was saying, you know, to get rid of illegals and stuff, they were all for it. It's just crazy how they could flip-flop so much.
Good time to play that video.
Which one?
The Obama one where he's talking.
Oh.
It's Obama, Hillary, and Bill all sound more MAGA than Trump. Play it.
Yes, sir.
And as I always say, you didn't see anybody protesting ICE back then.
Be deported.
Big deal about it.
If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up. The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century.
I think we got to have tough conditions. Tell people to come out of the shadows. If they've committed a crime,
deplorable.
Deport them. No questions asked. They're gone.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country.
Oh my God.
The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. Yeah. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
That's right, President.
Liberals see this right now. We're like, la, 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 la,
no, that didn't happen. La, la, those la, are deep fakes. That's AI. They didn't say those things. Oh my God. You know the only difference? They're not named Trump.
Yeah, that's it.
They're not named Trump. That's the only difference. This is what I cannot take about the left. They fucking lose their minds about all this shit happening. And then when you see a video like that, they're like, oh, no.
Right.
Well, it was different then. That's what they say. It was different then. Oh, okay. Yeah, how was it different?
It was it's just crazy because you could see how the politicians could flip flop from one side to another because,
well,
you know, they can't be saying like, oh, Trump is, you know, doing good stuff for the border. But their constituents and people that vote for them, the fact that they flip flop just because their person is telling them to is crazy. Like they're not free thinking at all.
You know, the major difference is that Democrats figured out that they could have a voter base with the illegals.
Yeah.
That's the big difference.
Yep.
And you are correct. The useful idiots that then flip-flop on these issues with their crazy overlords of their politicians are the ones that are truly insane because they, like I said earlier, they just throw out all logic and reason to go, oh, yeah, no, I'm with the party. Whatever the party says, I'm with them. I can't have my own thoughts and like actually believe, wait a minute, we didn't believe it then, but we believe it now because they tell me to. Okay, good. And we're brainwashed. It's the right that's brainwashed. Got it.
So
these would be the same people just helping Hitler shove Jews into the oven, probably. Go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
Jero, you had me crying laughing earlier talking about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau.
That's a couple, baby.
Yeah, we need a comment on that from you.
I was going to say, they incentivized people to break into the country. So for those of you who don't know, we can talk about it later, but I legally filed for asylum in the United States, like legally filled out all of the paperwork. And through the government program, like the asylum program, you're offered nothing. Like I was offered nothing, no debit cards, no free housing, didn't even tell me where a homeless shelter was or food banks, nothing. Like you're on your own.
Right.
So these are separate entities which disguise themselves sometimes as like Catholic organizations or, you know, liberal governments that are incentivizing people to break into the country, essentially screwing them. Because once you break in and break the law, you're not going to be treated as someone who deserves to be here. You know, they're going to tell you to leave. So you just fucked yourself, essentially. So break into the country, friends. Do it legally.
Right.
Yeah.
And you do it the right way, like you did. There's no incentives for it. You're not getting free phones, free, you know, debit cards. You're not getting any of that because you're doing it the right way. So you're basically penalized in a way for doing it the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
And she came across the border and get all this free shit. Here you go.
And she came across the wrong border too, right? You got to come across the southern border to get those bad boys.
Well, true.
Although they've been doing it from Canada too. Marco Rubio's been talking a lot about Canada and their border problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is just true.
Well, so what do you guys think? Is in 5 years, is the world a better place or in 5 years is the world a worse place? Like what path are we on here?
Oh, better, I think. I mean, okay. You just removed a dictator from Venezuela, about to topple a dictator in Iran. China is now weaker because they're not getting oil from Venezuela.
Yeah, baby.
A big percentage of their oil comes from Venezuela. And Russia's weaker too.
Yeah. Agreed.
I just feel like I feel the same way. Obviously, I'm an optimist. I'm here to make this world a better place. But I feel like 5 years might be too small of a time frame because shit's still got to get worse. We have a lot of fraud to uncover.
Oh, God.
We have a lot of darkness to purge in North America. And it might take more than 5 years. I hope it doesn't. But
yep. Huh. Maybe true. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you on some level. It's definitely the speed at which President Trump is working to oust a lot of this stuff and get rid of a lot of stuff. And now they're concentrating on the fraud. I think it's this timeline is definitely sped up, but we'll see. I mean, he has 3 more years left.
How do you guys
AI go, Robin?
Oh, I was just going to say, how do you guys feel about him in inserting himself in other countries' conflicts right now?
You mean with Venezuela and Iran specifically?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think what needed to happen in Venezuela, Maduro needed to be taken out, period. It's a narco state. It's run by cartels, and he was the head of it. As we'll see what happens.
And it's resource heavy. Let's not forget that.
Well, listen, very true. Oh, because that's one of the criticisms. Oh, he went in there for oil. Yes, because it's either we get the oil or China and Russia get the oil. So, and it's in our friggin' hemisphere.
Yep.
We're not letting people come and fuck around in our hemisphere anymore.
Oh, that's what somebody said. Because I said Venezuela's in our backyard. They're like, no, it's not. I'm like, it's South America. That's my backyard to me. So,
yes.
And Trump is a good person. I feel like he actually wants to help people. Some people might not believe that. I believe that. I think that he's a great person. So
here it is. I believe Trump is a great president and a great leader of the free world. Do I think he's a great person? I might not go that far because he's definitely a womanizer. He's definitely fucked around. But as far as leaders of the free world, nobody could touch him at all. Sorry.
Being a womanizer makes you a bad person.
No, but you know what I'm saying. It could be frowned upon. In my eyes, no. I'm like, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. So, and then as far as Iran, I mean, I think with, you know, limited attacks, we could help the citizens of Iran take over the country. But you just got like what I was going to say about Venezuela and now Iran is like, you just got to be careful who gets in the fucking power because you could have the same thing all over again.
Yeah, you could have Cuba.
And you're definitely going to have evil forces trying to take control of both those places and turn them back into shitholes and rule all those people. But it's less likely in Venezuela, I think, now because we're just like, you know, you send in Delta, they took out one guy, they can go in and take out another guy or woman.
Did you hear about the weapon they used, Chad and Robin? Like some sonic weapon that brought the entire army on this. To their knees?
Yeah, so no one can really find the source of this. I believe it's probably true because Delta Force does have stuff that we will never know about.
Sure.
Won't know about, obviously. They have technology, resources, and tactics that are the best in the world. And so no one can find the source of that. Like if that was actually an interview where that guy's talking, he's supposed to be one of the security forces. But I would not put it. We have weapons like that, but that are not man portable. They're mounted on vehicles that can control, you know, sound like that and make people fall to their knees. But
so speaking of AI, I just asked Grok quickly. It said a viral eyewitness account from a supposed surviving Venezuelan security guard describes how U.S. special forces deployed something described as an intense sound wave, according to the guard. Guards suddenly felt their heads exploding from the inside. Many began bleeding from the nose, vomiting blood, and collapsing, unable to move or stand. This allegedly allowed the small U.S. team to overwhelm hundreds of defenders without a single American casualty.
Yeah. So it came from somebody that was, it happened to. But I think that's what kind of you were saying, Chad, right? It's like we don't have any like verified type deal. It's like
I just watched a video by a guy that I watch on YouTube all the time. And he's saying that he's been scouring the internet to try to find the source of this interview. And no one right now can find the source of it. Like, so we don't know if the guy is actually real, if the interview actually happened.
Right.
But they're looking for it. I'm hoping it did. Like I said, I probably is true.
Yeah.
Based on, I mean, I've read many books about Special Forces, Delta, etc., and they have shit that we can't even fathom that they can
and
use.
Supposedly it was like 20 guys that went in from Delta against a fucking army and no casualties on our side. So I mean, if they didn't have that, then whatever they had is even better than that because they fucking did their job and did it beautifully. Hats off to those brave young men and women. Robin, I don't know if you know this, but we play some funny videos on here every now and again. I'm going to play some Ultimate Failures for us and we're going to get back into it, but I gotta switch up the show here and there, and then we'll get back to world bashing after we laugh a little bit here. This is failures at work, I think.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, that's
boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. I'm not as bad as I thought. There you go.
Oh.
Oh, that sucks, dude. The oh, no. Dude. Seems all right.
Wrong way.
Oh, my. Oh. My, that sucks.
Yeah, you, some good one.
You remember watching that video? It's like quite a few years ago. It went around where the guy's on a forklift and he runs into a support. It's like giant warehouse with the big racks, and he runs into one of the supports, and the whole fucking warehouse just implodes. Like,
no,
every rack is falling over. It's just a chain reaction. The whole warehouse is destroyed.
Oh, it's, man.
I mean, you imagine being that guy?
No. I couldn't imagine being like a bunch of these people.
The mess. I mean, as a parent, you know, your kids, they, you know, don't do that because it's going to cause a mess that I'm going to have to clean up.
Yeah.
That mess of a whole warehouse just destroyed. I mean, I don't even know where you start to clean that up. It's freaking nuts.
Yeah. You might have put somebody out of business.
Yeah.
Fucking doing that. A good one I saw was a female cop going into like the bay, like you drive the car into the bay and then like you close the thing down, the you know, the garage door down. So she's running to like get under the garage door and trips and falls and face plants right into her vehicle. I thought that was funny. It, you know, it didn't seem like she got hurt, but it was just funny the way it went down. Robin, what are your thoughts on female officers? Yay or nay?
Here we go.
I mean,
it's a loaded question. Despite
what the left tries to tell you, women can never be physically built like a man. And it's a very physical job. And I mean, I'm not saying no, that they shouldn't work in law enforcement, but it's definitely a man's job. It's not my job. Like, what am I going to do? They just need to do a better job in general of screening people who get to join like the police force and the military.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, so because they do physical tests to see if one can do the job, but the female physical test is less than the male physical test. And I don't think that should be, it should be, can you do the job? I don't care if you're a male, female or not. And maybe it does take out 85% of the female population, but it is what it is at that point, because you just physically can't do this job. Like, if you can't physically lift 100 pounds over your head, okay. But there's some females who can. There's, you know, a lot of males who can't. It's just, it has to be for the job, especially for that job, dude. You're, you know, in a ride along, and your partner's, you know, even if it's a skinny dude that doesn't know how to defend himself or doesn't know how to whip out his handcuffs properly, and like, you know, you're stunted by that. It's like, you just got to have, you know, be able to trust your partner and whatever. And it's just, and I've seen a lot of, God, I'm sorry.
This isn't a slight on women, because I'm clearly a woman, but if you're like taking down some badass gang members and you're a female, they're not going to respect you. Not that they respect law enforcement anyway, but you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be respected and taken as seriously as much as a man. That's just reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't know how else to say
it. It is. That's the other thing about the left. They made this whole argument that, like, oh, women can just do whatever men can do. No, they can't.
Right.
Sorry, not in all cases. It's not true. Not true.
Now,
like you said, there should not be separate physical, you know, requirements for any job, for the military, for any job. There should be one standard of physical fitness, and that's it for both sexes. And if a female can pass it, great. If a male can't pass it, great. He's out, you know, either way.
Because in real life scenario, if, you know, they're not going to be like, oh, wait a second, it's a female officer, let me bring my strength down 50% here.
Exactly. Let me reduce my criminality for this female. I don't want to hurt her.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like they're setting them up for failure, bro. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess in a utopian world, that would be cool.
I'm just so glad that all that DEI nonsense has just been taken care of, because that's caused a lot of problems for this country and mine as
God, absolutely. It's it's ridiculous.
Are you guys as freaked out at Cash Patel as I am? That dude, in any interview he's in, I'm just like, you look like you're guilty of something, dude. Your eyes are bugging out of your head. Fucking, you're looking all over the place. I respect the dude and what he's doing, but I'm just like, you just don't, he shouldn't be like taking press conferences, I guess, is what I'm getting at. He just looks
I haven't
like,
seen anything that he's done lately, so he's always looks like a deer in headlights.
I try to give everyone benefit of the doubt, but when I saw that he went on a podcast with his girlfriend to defend her, I was like, buddy, what are you doing? Like, are you not a serious person? You've one of the serious, you probably have the serious, most serious job in the United States, and you're on a podcast with your young girlfriend trying to convince people that she's not Mossad. Like, what?
Oh my God! No, I did not see this. This
Are you
kidding me? Oh my God!
Like sitting on the couch being interviewed beside his girlfriend, like.
And isn't he also being accused? Like, didn't him and that girlfriend break up, and now he's living with some dude somewhere? And like now, there's questions of maybe he's gay or not. I heard this. I heard this briefly. Like, he's living with some dude somewhere, and they're like, "Why are you the head of the FBI, and like, you know, you break up with your girlfriend,
your mom?
Yeah, you got a roommate? Like, what's going on?"
I did not hear any of this. This is funny. I did not hear and if all this is true, I got problems.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't care who he works for. I got problems, Cash. Yep. What the fuck are you doing, man?
Come on, Mr.
I mean,
Patel.
Bongino quit. I don't know why, but, you know, I have immense respect for him. He seems like a stand-up guy, so he quit. So what, you know, what's the inside story with that?
Yeah, but what's he going to talk about on his podcast now? Like, he can't. It's not like he can talk about insider information.
No, he can't say anything. That's true. Yeah.
Like, he can't. He can't have the same content that he used to have. It's. I don't know what he's going to do, but good luck to him.
Yeah. We'll see.
All craziness though. Did you hear that in people are calling for the term limits to be changed for the presidency so Trump could get a third term? You folks hear this. There's supposedly a petition going around America.
I mean, if they can change the Constitution, they can do that. But I don't agree with that. I think the president should
I don't either.
Years.
How old is he? 78?
No, 78, 79, I think.
I think he's 81, I believe, isn't he?
Maybe.
I mean, I would love for him to live forever, but I mean, I would also like for him to spend the last few years of his life not worrying about this stuff.
True. Because we always say there should be term limits for, you know, senators and Congress and stuff like that. But the one thing that Putin
79.
Said... 79?
Yeah.
Sorry. The one thing that Putin said... No, all good. The one thing that Putin said that made me kind of think, like, well, do we do things right? He's like, I've seen 5 different U.S. presidents since I've been the leader of Russia. He's like, they come in office. He's like, and by the time they realize how to run the office, they're out. He's like,
right.
You know,
that's true too.
And when he said that, I'm like, he might be kind of right with that. Like, I'm not saying that we should have, you know, a forever, like there has to be term limits, but maybe a third term or a fourth term could be allowed.
But could you imagine a Gavin Newsom having 3 or 4
right.
terms?
That goes both ways. That's the thing.
Right.
The thing. It goes both ways. It's so, you know, you grant that third term and then some friggin' crazy wacko demo gets in there and fucking they have 3 terms somehow.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck? I mean, look at the damage Biden did in 4 years. The hell would have happened if fucking Kamala got elected and had 4 years or 8 years. Jesus God. Or more.
Yeah, I thought George H.W. Bush was going to be like the worst president I saw in my lifetime. And again, only because he got us into Iraq and Afghanistan on lies. I think that? But then Biden came in and just completely shat all over the presidency and, you know.
But so imagine Putin's statement, but using that statement and going, what if there are term limits on everybody else? As in Congress and Senate, that would level the playing field more, because what the president ends up having to do is fight those fucking long-term embedded
yeah,
you know, 25, 30 year Congress people that know what's going on. They know the system. He is learning it. But if you have people that are not entrenched for all those years, they have, you know, 8 years or 12 years to do their thing, then they're on the same level playing field as the president as far as knowledge about inside, how the inside works.
I would think.
I don't know.
Instead, we're stuck with these legacy traitors like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who've just been they won't disappear.
Yeah, they won't disappear. They keep getting reelected. They know how to get reelected, and they are the entrenched deep state that the president has to fight against.
Pelosi is actually retiring, though, isn't she?
Good. Yes.
I think I saw that. I didn't look into it further to see if it was actually the case or not. But
that's all right.
I wonder how
they're just going to put in some other fucking whack job.
Yeah, I wonder how her portfolio is going to do, her stock portfolio, now that she's no longer part of the inside.
I don't think she needs it anymore. She has plenty of money. Was it $200 million she's worth?
Something crazy, dude. They were showing like a chart of all the best investors in the world, and then like Pelosi's skin in the game, and it's like she's such a good investor, dude. It's insane.
Oh, she's almost way better
like
than
she
Warren
knows
Buffett.
Something. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What the hell did I see? I saw, so we were talking about, I forget how I stumbled upon it, but I was watching something about these paid protesters, and then it led me to a site where you could get paid to protest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. The left does. So they pay the protesters to make it seem like it's, you know, more viable than it actually is.
Yeah. I wanted to save the site when I was on it so I could bring it up on the show and say, like, this is fucking how that happens. But
that's not real.
It's amazing how quickly they got those signs made, and how quickly they're able to mobilize and get together, and how they don't seem to have jobs. Like they have no concern about life at all other than virtue signaling to other libtards. Because I'm not a citizen here, and I am following the rules while I'm here. I'm not causing any trouble. But I did insert myself in a No Kings protest in Fort Lauderdale in the summer. Just dressed like me and kind of just sat there listening to what people were saying and reading their signs. And this paper I found on the ground, it said chant cheat sheet, and it had the call and answers.
Right.
And I saw the lady who was handing them out, and I was like, hey, I was like, where'd you get these? And she was like, we made them. We made them. And I was like, who are you? You know, who are you?
Yeah.
And she was like, we're from Hope and Action. And we protest all sorts of things. And anyway, I eventually asked her if they protested the mandatory vaccines, and she said no. But I couldn't figure out if they were paid or not. At one point I was standing there and I was like, are we getting paid for this?
Yeah. Where's my money?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. It is amazing. Yeah. The No Kings protesters are now protesting to have Maduro released.
Ah, the real fucking dictator.
It's like, what? This is back to my point about the mental gymnastics these fucking idiots have to go through. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You want no kings, but now you want to release the dictator of Venezuela. Okay.
And then you see videos on TikTok of actual Venezuelans saying, thank you, liberal white woman, for speaking for me and my country.
Right. Like, exactly. Uh-huh.
Have you folks ever been to a stretch zone? Do you know what I'm talking about, Chad? Robin, you know what I'm talking about? Stretch zones?
Well, like a stretching place where they stretch you? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I've not been to one.
I was kind of wondering what they were, and then I stumbled upon this, and I'm going to get certified so I could take over this person's position.
Oh, right there. How does this feel?
Check out how he does
good.
This.
We're going to do that again. Good. Three. One more time, two. One more time, one. And release.
Oh, my God.
Dude, how funny is that?
I bet that felt freaking good, though.
I bet it did.
I definitely need someone to stretch me out.
Well, Robin, you just won a J-Rose stretch. But, yeah.
He's almost certified.
Almost certified, yeah. Well, I'm practicing stretching.
Right. Well, it's like they practice medicine. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like you practice massage when you're getting massage certification.
Exactly. But yeah, go check that guy out. It's Official Stretch Master or something like that on Instagram.
And he's got a thing that's fucking baits. That's great.
Dude, and he does it all these compromising positions with all these ladies. It's so funny, dude. And you know, there's a million ways you could do it and be inappropriate with them, and he's hitting them all. So
he's getting paid.
Exactly. I was gonna say it's funny the niches that these people come up with to get on social media and like and start making money doing this shit. Like that's fucking hilarious.
I passed a tickle booth, scratching booth, like at you know those markets, and you're walking to all these different booths, and they're like, "We scratch people." I was like,
oh, "Cool, God. Where's the glory hole?"
Mitch says you identified as certified, so you're good.
That's right.
You're already certified because you say so.
But yeah, I really want to get stretched out by that guy, believe it or not. Hey, now he was teabagging the person. Yeah,
that's right. Well, that happens. It happens. You know, you're just stretching someone, your balls fall in their mouth. It's just a part of life.
It is a part of life. But no. So now the reason why I brought up the stretch zone place is because I always wonder. I'm like, stretch zone. Like, what do they do? Like, what do you need to go to a place to stretch for? Like, it's, you know, you could pretty much do it, but I'm guessing that's the stuff that's going on over there.
Well, if you have a trainer and they stretch you afterwards, it's always better to have someone stretch you. I mean, not like that, where they're putting their crotch in your fucking face, but like, yes, they're called stretch labs, I believe. And it's like a franchise. And you go there and they just like, I have lower back problems. So I like to actually go to one because I have lower back problems. They stretch out your back and your glutes and
J-Ro can help you when he gets certified.
Well, it's true. Yeah. Well, he identifies as certified, so he's ready to go. J-Ro, I'm coming to see you, bud.
Yeah, buddy. Get ready, Chad. Did you ever do the inversion table where you go?
I have one of those. Yeah.
They're okay, but there's one that does it from your hips and you go upside down. That one really, really, you can feel it decompressing. But the inversion table, it's like, it's almost gimmicky. I think I feel it more in my ankles. I'm like, you might be pulling out my ankle socket.
If I use it too much, my ankles and my knees get sore. If I do it too many days in a row, because you know, you're hanging from your ankles. So you're getting the lower back stretch, but it's stretching your fucking knees out. How do we get into this conversation? Robin,
I'm laughing because we're showing our age right now. We're like, my knees hurt.
This is true.
My back hurts.
God damn it.
So, Robin, how are we? How far along are we on the journey to getting citizenship? Is it? I know it's a work in progress, but are you making any headway here? Is there, any end in sight, like to become an American?
Well, so that's the thing that people need to understand, the complexity and how difficult it is to actually become a legal citizen in the United States. Like, it's hard. Like, I get Canadians messaging me all the time, hundreds of Canadians. How are you there? How do I do it? How do I become a citizen? And the visas and the requirements are just, they're not for everybody. And I understand that. But I legally filed for asylum September 2024. And before you go, oh, she's a Canadian, I'm being cheered on and championed by people in this country and my country for doing what I did. But technically 6 months after filing, you're supposed to get your asylum hearing, but they're so far behind right now. Can you imagine now they're trying to like sort out all the Somalis and they're working really hard to deport the people who don't deserve to be here. So I'm hoping that I'm buying myself some time, but it could be next month or it could be 2 years from now before I get my hearing. And that doesn't make you a citizen. It just gives you asylum status in the country, but you can eventually work towards your green card. But one thing with filing for asylum that some Americans don't understand, because we've been seeing illegals getting social security numbers, and I don't doubt that they got them illegally, but part of the asylum process is you do get to file for your social security number and a work authorization. So I do have those things right now. So you are allowed to work legally while you wait for your hearing. But even after your hearing, I think you get to appeal and you get a second hearing, and then it takes a while to deport you. So I'm here for a while. It's all right. Canada does not want me back. So,
But even the way you're saying it, Robin, so like as so you came here the right way, right? You got a visa, passport, whatever. Like, you came here the proper way. Now, if your visa expires and you stay here, I wouldn't give a fuck because you came here the right way and then you found a way of life here. But you didn't just stream across the border illegally and then just hope for citizenship. Like, I yeah. so like that. If we know who you are, where you came from, and then all of a sudden your visa expires, I don't give a fuck, dude. If you want to stay here, stay here. We know who you are. You're good. You're not a terrorist. You're not whatever. But if you just decided to leave your country and come over this border illegally, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, now.
Well, anyway. That's the thing. Like, I had to go through biometrics. So they took a copy of my passport. They took my photo. I believe they fingerprinted me. Like, I'm in the system. They have my address. You have to keep your address up to date.
You're
so
vetted.
Like, they can come and knock on my door at any time to come and get me if they really want to, you know? So I understand that legal citizens have been mistaken as illegals and have been detained, but then you just got to look in their file and be like, oh, has an alien number. Oh, entered the country legally. There's not much they can do. Like, when they say, oh, they're deporting legal citizens, it's like, they must have done something wrong to be kicked out, you know? Right. So it's the illegal immigrants that are being kicked out, and it's the illegals that Americans don't want here. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm being welcomed for doing it properly.
But
I've said it many times. The left is the one that obfuscates the term immigrant. They never specify between legal and illegal immigrant. They just say, oh, Republicans are anti-immigration. It's like, no, we're anti-illegal immigration. Yeah. It's very important that the word illegal.
Yeah. But that's how they do legal the word immigration, salad.
And it should be hard to become a U.S. citizen.
And to think actual U.S. citizens are fighting harder for people who broke into this country and possibly broke the law, raped somebody, killed somebody, and they're chanting in the streets. And
yeah, that's what's crazy about it. That's what I mean. That's what I fucking mean. Like, you people are so out of your fucking minds that these are the people that you decide to put your life on the line for. Pieces of shit that are freaking horrible, and you want to put your life on the line for these people. Why? So you resist Trump.
You're right.
I mean, come on. It's insanity.
What makes it even crazier is, like you were saying before about some of these Hollywood people, like, they just say these woke-isms to fucking, you know, to get people on their side, but they don't even believe it. Like, are these people even fighting for shit that they believe, or are they just fucking hopping on the bandwagon to seem like they have the moral superiority?
These are the same people that can leave the country whenever they want. They like George Clooney has now moved to France. He made this big deal because he's a French citizen now, because he didn't want to raise his kids in LA. Why is LA a shithole? Because of the fucking people you voted for, George Clooney. But you have the advantage of being a rich movie star to just move away. The people that actually are affected by all this bullshit that you vote for are stuck there. And then Hollywood people, they live in walled houses, but they don't want walls for the country.
Right. You know,
and then you have people like, I don't know, Kelly Osbourne. Who's going to clean our toilets if we don't have any illegals here? It's like, they're so fucking racist.
The Golden Globes was just insufferable. And I only saw a couple clips. It's like Mark Ruffalo, and they're all wearing Renee Good pins. It's like,
it's like, Ruffalo, have you actually looked in her background to see what a piece of shit she is? Or are you just going by what you've seen on the news? Like, she's a horrible mother. Her wife abused Renee's children, like, put out cigarette butts on her. That's why she doesn't have her three kids. She has one child, because she gave up her other two kids because they were being abused by her wife. But she's the hero? Give me a fucking break. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah.
And my background is the film and television industry. And when I was in it, I enjoyed it. I didn't know anything about liberals at the time and how the industry is just littered with liberals. But like, I quit the whole career because I can't be a part of that. Like, I'm not about to sell my soul just to work in the film and television industry or the music industry. I mean, I hope that's all going to start changing now. What did Trump appoint? Trump appointed Mel Gibson as like a liaison for the film industry in California or something like that. But
the film industry is dying, but they keep blaming it on all these other things. It's dying because it's woke. because it went woke and every movie is a fucking political message instead of just entertainment. And that's why it's dying, but they're blaming the unions. They're blaming AI. They're blaming Netflix. No, no, no. It's your shitty politics that you interject into people's entertainment. They just want to go there and watch a fucking movie and be entertained, not be told that Antifa was great. You know, like, what are you talking about? It's insane. It's the same with sports. Sports corrected now. Like, you know, NFL's gone all woke and NBA. I'm sure it's still there to some degree, but they've definitely corrected. They're less political.
People are
just going there to watch games now instead of, you know, they aren't fucking dealing with the national anthem.
Kaepernick took the knee.
Yeah. So it's – oh, that was interesting. Did you see the latest Chappelle special on Netflix? He's wearing a Kaepernick fucking shirt.
Come on. I think he's doing shit to bust people's balls.
I hope.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what is this, dude? Why you support Colin Kaepernick? The guy's a fucking idiot.
Right. He's a
fucking crybaby.
Years after, like, people did start to, like, go, because when it first happened, everybody was like, fuck this guy. But then years afterwards, people were like, well, he should be able to, like, get his job back or something.
Horrible. He was not a great player to start with, and that's the point. True. You know, it's like, oh, he became woke, started kneeling for the national anthem, but so that makes him a better player now. So he needs to have a job back because he's famous. He's not a great player. He was never a great player. Sorry, it's called meritocracy, not DEI.
Yeah.
So
well, no.
Rob, where are you? So you're still in Florida.
I am still in Florida.
And is your social media starting to do better? Like, I saw you hit 13,000 followers on one of your pages.
Oh,
she's nine different pages.
I know, but
explain
before
that story.
We were talking to her and she was probably getting followers. I mean, it seems like you're getting some traction now. Is that true?
So back in the day, 6 years ago, 2020, I was trained in the art of being seen, because at the time we weren't allowed to say anything. Mm. Like, you couldn't talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. You couldn't talk about the stolen election. Mm-hmm. You couldn't talk about anything on this platform. So I would have to have four accounts going at the same time, because I got deleted so much. And it was like a game for my followers, because they would have to keep finding me on different accounts. But it leveled out for a little while, but recently I got a 50,000 follower account deleted. I've tried to get it back. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's not necessarily about the followers, but it is, because
it's your work you put into it. Yeah.
And I'm trying to have my voice heard. I have a very valuable voice and people want to hear what I have to say, and they keep trying to silence me and shut me down. So 50,000.
Do you ever think about getting naked on OnlyFans and gaining an audience that way? This way your voice could...
I just post my bikini pictures for free. I'm generous.
That'll do it. That'll help.
There you go.
So same thing. I got four Instagram accounts right now, and I just have to kind of navigate between them and my content. But I'm on all platforms. I'm on TikTok, which is also weird right now. X, True Social.
So Robin, what are they kicking you off for now? Because it's like back, like you were saying, in the 2020 times, they seem to be a lot more draconian with the stuff. But what are they busting your chops on now?
So the thing with it now is it's very much run by computers.
Yeah, it's AI. All AI.
It's not even real people necessarily making these calls. So if
TikTok is definitely like that.
Yeah. So if somebody reports you enough, it's just developing this AI idea of you. Anyway, I was getting nailed a lot for inauthentic, that I'm inauthentic and that I'm unoriginal. I mean, fair enough, I repost the news, but so does everybody else.
Like,
these people with millions of followers. So that's what they were getting me on, being unoriginal. So I started to put my dumb face on all of my posts, because I'm like, right, if they want to say I'm unoriginal, like, this is me, this is my content.
Only
you know?
one face like yours. It's original.
I got in trouble on TikTok recently for posting something about Israel, and I don't even know how to explain the insanity. I had to take a test. I shouldn't have, but I was so curious to see what the test was about, and it was like, we need to see what you deem appropriate or inappropriate on TikTok.
It's like a psychological test. Yeah,
I was like, okay. So the first question was like, should you, I don't know, repost somebody's nudes or something? And it was like, no, that's inappropriate. The second question is, and this is not even a lie, should you say things like the Jews run everything. And just for shits and giggles, I put, no, there's nothing wrong with saying the Jews run everything. And I got it wrong. It said, no, this is considered discrimination against a certain group of people. And I was like, what the fuck, TikTok? Like,
yeah,
I'm not even one of those, like, I don't know. I like Nick Fuentes to a certain extent, but like, I'm not out here being like, fuck the Jews. It's like, buddy, I posted one video and I had to take a test.
Yeah.
And you tell me what's appropriate.
Yeah.
Since America took over, whatever American company took over the TikTok app, it's been a lot more like censoring. Like before, if you spoke bad about China, it was like they would flag your post, whatever. Now it's like anything controversial, they're like, even if you say allegedly beforehand, they're like, you can't say that because, you know, it goes against our community standards.
TikTok is one of the most restrictive for sure. And it is because of what you said earlier. It's just completely AI. There's no fucking people.
I just have to make a side note. Everything that I say is for entertainment purposes.
That's right. Exactly. Well, that's
there you go. Yeah. For sure. I don't claim to have a 13-incher for no reason, folks. Entertainment purposes only.
I mean, in many ways, TikTok is an amazing platform, but they're very restrictive on their what you can talk about in language.
Yeah. I mean, it should just get back to the point where the internet should be the Wild West. You could say whatever you want, post whatever you want, and if you don't want to see it or look at it, just don't. Go to somebody else's profile.
I've said that before, like... It used to be TV, like everything had to be on TV and you couldn't say words, you couldn't swear, all this stuff. The internet was like the fucking Wild West. And now the TV, you can say shit and fuck and whatever the fuck I wanted to on cable. And the internet is all fucking locked down. Like you can't say anything on YouTube. You can't say, you know, barely anything.
They're going to get rid of X in the UK and they were even talking about it in Canada.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The only free, like if I call somebody a loser, I have to use a money sign as the S because... some algorithms will be like, that's mean to say that. Well, fuck you. I want to be mean here. This guy's an asshole. Exactly. I'm a loser.
Yeah. Why can't I be mean?
Right. Yeah. A lot of this comment seems like one that was reported before. Well, go fuck yourself. I don't know. It's just annoying. Like I could see if I was like, you're a fucking twat, but a loser. And I have to use fucking dollar sign. Get out.
And I grew up in the era where we called everything gay and retarded.
Yes.
I mean, it's still part of just my vocabulary. I can't help it. I'm a millennial.
Well, and yet,
Well, I was just saying, and yet you didn't mean anybody was gay or retarded. Exactly. You're just like, no. You're acting.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. I'm trying to use a bit like that in something I'm doing on stage, but it's pretty... It involves bringing the N-word into it and stuff like that. So I'm fleshing it out, but it's a hard subject to broach. But yeah, it's just crazy. I used to love that, being like, right. I used to be like, that's so retarded, man. How, you know, now it's like, what? You said the R word?
Oh my
yeah.
But I didn't mean he's like, you
I'm
know,
not talking about, I'm not talking about mentally disabled people. I'm talking about stupid people.
Well, and the liberals put out this video where it's, like six people with Down syndrome. And it's this very dramatic, like, oh, I can't. Anyway, they were saying, don't call us retarded. Don't, you know,
oh, it's like, I never would.
Who coached you to make this video? Who made you even understand what that meant? Like you were brain. Anyway,
did he say like, don't ever call us retarded? Cause that would just be over the line. You know, you gotta watch there. Hey, Chad Gracie, like Ed said, when y'all played in, I believe, Germany at the Alabama Hall, I believe it was 1995. We can't say shit on TV in America. Oh, did one of you make a comment about that? Oh, I guess you guys were playing Shit Town. And then Ed said, we can't say shit. Ah, yeah, that's right.
Makes sense. Yeah. 1995. You couldn't. Now you can.
Now you can. Now you could show fucking... You could show nudity on TV if it's like certain circumstances. Like, I'm trying to think where.
Like that stretch video without pants?
Yeah. No, but I've seen it. I remember like being like, they're showing a boob on fucking whatever. But I think it's like in certain scenarios.
I used to have to watch through snow trying to get HBO to see a boob. Now you can just see it on TV. What the fuck, man?
Right.
Or this shit is retarded.
Or it's on like Disney Plus, which makes no sense to me. It's like,
exactly. Yes.
Come to Disney Plus, and it's
nudity,
debauchery.
So who's buying Paramount? Because Netflix supposedly was buying, and maybe still is, but then some other company came in and put the bid up a little bit higher. And I believe Netflix still won it, but they're going, the other company's now suing, saying that basically going to become a monopoly if Netflix wins Paramount. I kind of like Netflix having a monopoly. They're pretty cool.
They're good streamers. Drawing a blank.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Chad? Like, do you think Netflix would be too big to, like, it would be a monopoly if they got Paramount? I have no
opinion on it. I have not been paying attention to it, so I don't know. I know it wasn't, weren't they trying to buy Warner Brothers, or Warner Brothers was trying to buy Netflix? And
I think that's what it was. Warner Brothers wanted to buy Paramount. I
just saw something where Trump just tweeted something or truthed something, and it is threatening to implode the deal because of what he said, but I didn't catch what actually happened.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. So supposedly back in the day, it was like three stations, you know, CBS, NBC, and whatever.
ABC, yeah.
And then we got fucking cable, and there was thousands of channels. Now, supposedly, it's all going back, and like those same three companies now own everything, but just like different umbrellas under them, but they're still kind of the ones running the shit.
Right.
Apparently, it's actually Netflix who's trying to buy Warner Brothers.
Paramount Brothers, okay, right.
Oh, got it. That would be, my God, they would definitely own everything at that point. I mean, you got Paramount, Warner Brothers, Netflix, whatever else.
Paramount under Warner Brothers? I think, are they trying to buy one or the other?
HBO, HBO Max, Discovery. Yeah.
That's all under Warner Brothers or Paramount?
Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't say Paramount anywhere. Oh, Paramount Skydance. Shortly after the Netflix deal was announced, Paramount Skydance launched a hostile all-cash bid for the entire Warner Brothers.
Ah, so Paramount's trying to buy Warner Brothers now. Got it.
Oh, okay.
Paramount escalated by suing Warner Brothers in January for more financial disclosure. Anyway.
So Netflix wanted to buy Warner Brothers and Paramount wanted to buy Warner Brothers. Okay, gotcha. Got that confused. Thank you for that, Robin. We might have to get her on as Bobby, Chad. She's a little bit quicker than he is.
She's quicker on the draw.
Oh, Bobby. I forgot about Bobby. Is he around?
Not today. He had a previous engagement, but he'll be here next week. So, Robin, tell people where they could actually find you on socials and all that stuff, and if they should follow multiple pages for you.
Yeah, so I don't think there are any fake accounts about me around right now. So if you just look up Fifth Dimension Robin, either F-I-F-T-H or 5-T-H, anywhere on Instagram, you'll find me. My main account right now, I think, is at like 13,000, which is pretty good. I'm getting back up there, but I'm on X, I'm on True Social, I'm on TikTok.
The 50,000 one that they just took away, didn't you have one earlier than that was even bigger? I feel like we met you on.
No, that was the one. Yeah.
That was the one. Okay.
Yeah.
That was getting a ton of engagement. I remember like, so 50,000 followers, but like your posts had like hundreds of thousands of views, some of them.
I had celebrities, politicians following me. My videos were going viral. And then one day it was just gone.
God.
And the thing that hurts a lot about that is I had that account for over 5 years, and I always have my little story highlights, and it's like 5 years of my life has just been erased because I don't speak like a liberal. Like that's the best way I can put it. Like people are like, you're not even that controversial. Like I do speak my mind, but like to get rid of me?
Right. Yeah. Little old you. So stupid.
It really is.
But then, you'll see like liberals spouting wherever the fuck they want on social media, and they don't seem to get banned at all.
Like literally death to Trump, death to ICE.
They're celebrating Charlie Kirk's fucking murder, you know, but that's okay. But if you say something that's slightly, I don't know, controversial or post something and they're like, oh no, I've got to take you down. It's like, you know, that's the two-way street that the left said doesn't exist. Oh no, they don't censor people on social media. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right. Well,
I just keep multiplying, so they're never going to shut me up.
Well, Kathy Griffin.
I'm on a podcast.
That's right. Well, remember back in the day, Chad, Kathy Griffin, like, I think did some reenactment of her, like, killing Trump, like cutting off his head.
Severed head.
Yeah.
Now, she got fucked up for that.
Yeah, but I don't think she got canceled or deplatformed. I think she was still on those sites. She might have, like, got backlash from it, but I don't think they took her off.
Yeah, I don't think she got canceled, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy because, like, who do you complain to about this? Because there's clearly a double standard. It's like I almost want to do a complete parallel to, like, The Gracious Two and just have it where we talk about nothing but lefties and how they're the best and how fucking Trump sucks and just see how that show climbs compared to, you know, us just kind of trucking along here. It's true. They promote
you guys are doing
that.
Great. You guys are doing God's work with this.
I would rather shoot myself in the head than have a channel like
definitely.
That.
Definitely.
I hate Trump. Oh, Renee Good. She's just a mom.
Yeah.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
But Chad, if we did it for our own, we know it's fucking bullshit and we're making us laugh. That would be the way to do it. But yeah, no, Robin, thank you for
you
that.
Can do a parody.
Yeah, that's it. We got to get the Ilone chick on here and we'll do a parody show with her, The Gracious Three.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
But Robin, yeah, the show is, I mean, it grows weekly. The audience grows weekly, but you could tell that it's shadow banned at some points. And you know, when you have to look for The Gracious Two and you have to basically type in The Gracious TW for the, you know, for the thing to come up, it's like, you know, little things like that, you could tell what's going on, but it is what it is. They can't stop us. We're still growing, and we appreciate everybody who's on this journey with us because you guys are making it happen. So thank you. Mm-hmm. So, Fifth Dimension Robin, either with a 5TH or with a FIFTH. Mm-hmm. Go check her out. And those bitches out there that are fucking reporting your content because they don't agree with it. Like, report content if there's something, you know, if it's fucking, you know, child pornography.
White women too.
Right. But you know what I'm saying, Chad? It's like, if you're that much of a bitch, like, God, I'm sorry, Ron. Well, I'm just saying, if you're that much of a bitch, it's like kill her with your comments. Like, come at her that way. Don't be a bitch and report it so, like, they take down her shit. Like, that's just
stupid.
They can't
win arguments.
True. When you're arguing with not the truth, it's very hard to win. That is true. I forgot about that.
I have a very important question before you guys let me go. I think the people would like to know this, Chad. Did you ever hang out with Creed?
Creed? Yes.
Oh, you did.
Mark Tremonti is super nice. Met him a couple times. I never met Scott Stapp, and I don't really care to. But we had a security guard. I think he's a little reformed now. We had a security guard that went on to work for Creed, and we have some. I'll have to tell you offline. We have some good stories.
Yes,
some good stories.
So you said you wouldn't want to hang out with Scott Stapp. I wouldn't have, like, back in the day, but now that
I found out, he seems like he's, you know, understands that he's not God's gift to the earth. And, like, now, there's a one story where I'll tell you this, and this one's okay. The popular hotel at the time in Miami Beach was called the Shoreline, something like that. And everybody used to pull up to the front of the place in their cars and, like, you know, get out and be a scene. Well, Scott apparently had rented a Lamborghini, and he drove up to the front of the place with four security guards on each corner of his vehicle, running along the vehicle to pull into the friggin' hotel. So they,
that's
like
a Lamborghini
on the street. He's in the Lamborghini, drop top Lamborghini, security guard on each corner, jogging along with the car as he pulls into the friggin' hotel. And then they denied him. They kicked him out. They wouldn't let him come in.
Wow.
Because he was known to be such a dick. Sorry, Scott. I'm sure you're good now, man. But this story is fucking hilarious to me. It's like,
I thought he was like,
look at me, I'm showing up. Oh, you're not allowed in the hotel. Get away. And they're like,
peace. I thought back in the day he was like some religious freak and stuff. I didn't realize he was like banging hookers and smoking crystal meth.
Well,
I didn't realize
he grew up that way. And then, you know, a little popularity in rock and roll will sometimes skew your judgment.
Yeah, man. But yeah, God bless. Two weeks to be
a lead singer. They all seem to get lead singer disease.
Totally. You might know somebody that has that, but we won't mention
any
names.
The only singer that I know that doesn't have lead singer disease is Mr. Kevin Martin from Candlebox. Kevin's cool.
Good point. Good point. Great voice in two killer bands, talking about Candlebox and The Gracious Few, baby, baby. Yeah. Courtney's got your back, by the way, Robin. She said if they fuck with you on there, she's coming out and she's going to go after them.
Thank you. I love all my friends and followers. I'm so beyond grateful. Like, I got some ride or die people on my side. So I'm so grateful.
The one and only Robin. And we cut it off at Robin, right? We don't do last names or anything like that. It's just Robin. You're like Madonna. Love it.
Yeah.
Robin, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to get you on again.
Thank you, Robin. Okay. Have a great day, guys.
It's good to see you. Take care.
Get your path to citizenship. Go, girly, go. Okay. All right, the one and only Robin, Fifth Dimension Robin right there. Go check her out, folks, Instagram, all that jazz. She's on every platform, but I think she's most vocal on Instagram. And she's a good follow. She puts out a lot of cool content.
Look at this. Who is that?
Is that Jamie? Jatem Michelle?
Oh, no.
Who is it?
That's Kelly Osbourne.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Have you noticed this trend in Hollywood? Like, these women are looking like this. Like, they fucking completely change their whole facial structure and shit. Like, look at that. That's Kelly Osbourne.
Dude, I seriously thought you were showing me Jamie with a filter on, like she was doing some fucking funny thing. That is crazy, bro.
No, Jamie's way better to look than that.
Way better. That's what I'm saying. I thought she had some like crazy filter on that made her look like a fucking plastic surgery gone wrong. But that is freaking crazy. Insane,
wild, right? There's a whole, I've seen videos of like Kelly Osbourne, what's her name? Hannah Montana. She looks really
Miley Cyrus.
Now. Miley Cyrus looks totally strange now. You got Ariana Grande who looks friggin'. Have you ever seen interviews with Ariana Grande and the black chick from Wicked? Like the kind of shit that they do? It is the weirdest fucking thing you've ever seen, the way these two interact with each other. It's fucking strange. And we're supposed to just act like this is normal. Oh man!
Well, like,
I wish we had Bobby to pull up a video of it right now. They're so weird in their interviews, man.
I'm gonna have to check it out, dude. Ariana Grande she always looks like a little kid to me, bro. Even though she's like 30, she looks like she's like 13.
Oh, she's emaciated now. Oh, and Megan, you know who Megan Trainor is, the singer? She looks totally different now too, dude. She looks totally different now too. It's crazy. Let me look her up. Fucking new picture.
But it looks like with Kelly Osbourne, the one that you showed, dude, it looks like if she went to look in the mirror, like that cannot be, you cannot like that reflection, man. That's scary. She looks scary.
Yes. But that's what she looks like.
Can you imagine, dude? Like, when do you, I guess you don't realize you're going too far until it's too far, but like Michael Jackson, like the Bad album, like, that was the verge of him starting to go too far. And then, like, by the next album, he's got no nose.
That's Megan Trainor now.
Wow. People are ruining
themselves. Doesn't even look like her.
No. No, that's got to be scary, right?
She's lost weight, which is cool, but, like,
yeah,
you know, her face is totally different. Maybe it's just weight loss, but she just looks not like herself.
Right. When you get that skin emaciated, I don't know. I think she looked better with that weight, bro.
It's called Ozempic, man.
Yeah.
All these motherfuckers are on it. They'll deny it all day. They're all on it.
100%. And now Ozempic has a pill, so you don't have to take the shot anymore. So you could just take a pill now.
Lovely.
Yeah. And they're on the verge of major lawsuits too. So people know how bad it is for you and people are still taking it.
Oh, the side effects are coming out, like we said, like I always knew they would. Any like miracle weight loss thing, side effects. Remember Fenfen? Remember fucking Fenfen back in the 90s? It was like this pill
Ephedrine.
Yeah, Ephedrine. Sure. They're called Fenfen, but yeah, people would lose weight and then they would start having heart attacks and shit just after a little while. Like the side effects start coming out. They're like, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't do this. Yeah, it's like, you know, diet and exercise. That's how you lose weight, period.
That's it. The good old fashioned way.
I mean, you can lose weight other ways, but you're going to pay the price physically, like osteoporosis. That's what Ozempic causes severe osteoporosis. People have like 80-year-old bones now from doing this. It also there's something called Ozempic face where it makes your face look all fucking weird. I guess maybe that's because you lose all that weight, but there's some other. Did you say people were going blind?
Yeah, I heard that. I heard, like you said, bone becoming brittle. I heard joint issues, like a bunch of not good things coming from it.
What happened to Kevin Chambers from YouTube? Man, I thought we were going to have some more sparring going on.
Yeah, nah, he realized.
He called a bag of shits and then left, so. He hurt my feelings. we're stopping this podcast, goddamn it, John.
We're done.
This is the last episode. Kidding.
Well, that was cool that he got shut down in real time on this show. That was fun to do. We welcome you. Come on. We'll have you on as a guest.
You're a liar. Whatever. Fuck off, dumbass. Yeah. Okay, I used the wrong word. She accelerated towards him.
Yeah, but if and anybody wants to come on too, we'll let you on, we'll let you talk, we'll be respectful, but we're not gonna let you just say lies. We'll probably say, well, it didn't happen that way, but here's how it went down. Anyway, always a fun Tuesday, folks. Bobby will be here next week. We have Brian Shapiro coming on next week, folks, so get ready for that. The guy from Pushing the Limits, radio show out of Vegas. What else is on the horizon? Big things on the horizon, folks. Go check us out. Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. If you listen to us, go to our sponsors.
Hey,
almost forgot. Where are they? There we go. Click or scan that QR code to bring you to Eric Javits, Old Glory, or Good Feels. Good Feels are our seltzers with THC all up in them. Zero calories too, folks.
All up in it. That's right.
Zero all up calories. In it.
That's what's important about getting high. You gotta have zero calories.
You know what I'm saying? you don't want to drink your calories, you want to eat them after you catch a buzz. Old Glory for your rock memorabilia and Eric Javits for your high-end fashion. For you fashionistas out there and fascists. Oh, no, that's not the word.
Not that one.
But yeah, go check them out, folks. And tell them The Gracious 2 sent you. Use the coupon code The Gracious 2, all one word. We'll talk about it, but maybe we should have our coupon code just be Gracious for future ones so they don't have to type in all that. But we'll figure that out as we go. Right, because I'm typing a whole thing, but for now, the whole thing.
It's a thing.
All right, Mr. Gracie, we're going black.
Peace, everyone. Thank you.